let's start the new year off with some music. Last week, we brought you the hits from 2016. So this week, we're going to look ahead at 2017 and check out some fresh new music. Well, that was a good start. That is a song called Uh-Huh by the artist Sing Kane. That's just one song NPR Music Stephen Thompson has been jamming out to, and he's going to tell us more. Welcome back, Stephen Thompson. Happy New Year. Thanks
Happy
for joining us.
Happy New Year to you, too. It's great to be here.
So Sing Kane, tell me more about him.
Well, Sing Kane's a really interesting musician, I believe based in Brooklyn now, but he's lived in London, in Sudan, in Ohio, and I think his music reflects kind of that globetrotting nature.
Well, I'm the first to say
if you're going to start off a discussion of the music of 2017, if you're looking at 2017 in general, you want a song where the chorus says, everything is fine, we're all going to be all right.
Absolutely. So he sings and plays all the instruments himself?
Yeah, he's just a really, really talented and interesting guy. And I think that the music reflects that kind of searching nature. None of his songs sound like they're coming from one place in the world.
Hmm. Speaking of, you know, getting music from the world and enjoying it, there's a band out of Mali that you want to talk about.
Yeah, they're called Tinarawen. They've been around for ages and really come into the worldwide consciousness in the last 10 or 15 years. They play, I guess, what you would call like desert blues. They're from the Sahara Desert region in northern Mali, and they're Tuareg musicians who have sort of traveled the world over the course of the last, gosh, like nearly 40 years. And what I love about this particular song, which is called Sastanakam, is it sounds incredibly epic and flowing, and it feels like it manages to be searching and compact at the same time. And the guitars are killer. So you can hear how it can be sort of trance-inducing, and to be brought into kind of a trance in a song that is that short. It's a 3-minute, like it's the length of a pop song.
Thanks for that. So let's go to something I think that might be a little bit more familiar to folks. A little hip hop. Company is maybe all I needed right now. When you're an easy target, don't take that the wrong way, but right shotgun with me. I think we've heard her before. This is
Little Sims. She's a singer and rapper from the UK. And it's a little bit of a fudge to call this a 2017 record because it technically came out on December 16th. But we're going to let it slide because she's just still being heard for the first time. She just has this really kind of twisty wordplay that still feels like very just musical. It has like a almost a sweet quality to it. And she's a wonderful, wonderful live performer.
All right. We are going around the globe here. And next you have a Canadian band for us called
Japandroids. Like you said, they're a Canadian rock band, and their songs are all about like just like living the fullest possible life, and each song just feels like this kind of roll the windows down anthem, but when you pick them apart, they have this real feeling to them. As a, you know, like kind of a dude in his 40s, these songs that are about like staying young even though you're getting old, they really speak to me directly. All so right. The album and the song we're going to play here is called Near to the Wild Heart of Life. So you get a lot of, in the choruses, you get a lot of, whoa.
We need that.
And we need that.
We need that right now.
Especially in an album coming out in like late January.
Absolutely. Slush season. All right. And so you've taken us around the world, and we love that. But you got right back to D.C. a local DC band. Tell us more.
Yeah, bring it all home. The band is called Priests. And you listen to this song, and it's got like kind of a real garage rock quality to it, kind of just like a classic, almost vintage rumble. But then the voice comes in. It's a woman named Katie Alice Greer, and she's got so much soul and power in her voice, and you just immediately think she is a rock star.
Gotta go because we're rocking out in here. So
we're having a moment.
That's Stephen Thompson of NPR Music giving us a look ahead to some music of 2017. Stephen Thompson, thank you.